Lively Stones Meditations, 7th of June, 2022. Commit every prayer to Jesus. Reading from Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Thinking of prayer in recent days made me consider the right way to pray. Over the years, there has been advice aplenty as to the how, when, and what we should pray. The when is easy. Paul says that we should pray without ceasing. How is on our knees, not necessarily literally, but with humility before our Saviour. But when the what is linked with the how, then we are often confused, or at least given a variety of approaches. As if in answer to my prayer, the various devotionals that I follow all offered their own answers this morning to my quest. Derek Prince said that each night he, David, committed himself to the Lord. I lie down and sleep, I wake again, I will not fear. Why? Because the Lord sustains me. Each night he committed himself to the Lord, he lay down in confidence in the Lord. He knew that his soul was safe in the Lord's keeping. He could sleep and he could wake without anxiety, without fear, without the torment of sleeplessness. Oswald Chambers, in My Utmost for His Highest, shows us, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. The disciple who abides in Jesus is the will of God. And what appears to be his free choices are actually God's foreordained decrees. Is this mysterious? Does it appear to contradict sound logic or seem totally absurd? Yes. But what a glorious truth it is to a saint of God. LL Ministries, Sue Griffiths, says that it is simply a matter of asking. I wonder whether we know that peace of God, the stillness of his presence, his authority, his personal care over our lives in every detail, now and for every event that befalls us in our future. We can ask him. The UCB word for today revealed that we should let the Lord decide. D.L. Moody put it this way, spread out your petition before God and then say, thy will, not mine, be done. The sweetest lesson I have learned in God's school is to let the Lord choose for me. Carter Conlon at Times Square Church says, simply talk to God. Agree with God today. Simply call out to him and allow the breath of God through the Holy Spirit to come into you and into your situation. It's easy to do. It starts with talking to God. It's now time to pray. Gary Wilkerson of World Challenge focused on contending for our faith. Scripture warns us, beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. From Jude chapter 1, verses 3 to 4, in the English Standard Version. And finally, Gary's father, David Wilkerson, says, what is the message for us today? It is this, do not worry about whether God is saying yes or no to your request, and stop concentrating on faith formulas and methods. Instead, commit every prayer to Jesus, and go about your business with confidence. He will answer in his time. If he does not fulfill the request, he must have a perfect reason for not doing so. No matter what happens, we are always to have faith in his faithfulness. Will you rest in his love while patiently waiting for the promise? So here are seven words of guidance and wisdom from seven men and women of God, all on the same day. There will undoubtedly be more, all helpful, scriptural, and truthful. But as David Wilkerson points out, we should stop, or try to avoid, concentrating on prescribed methods. Speak from your heart and commit every prayer to Jesus. He knows each of us intimately and best. Meditate on these things. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. And finally, a holy occupation. Also chambers on prayer. It requires childlikeness. What a person wants is somewhere to rest his mind and heart. And the only place to rest is in God. And the only way to come to God is by prayer. Much of our prayer has nothing in it. It is not the talk of a child to his father when he has come up against things or is hurt. From Baffled to Fight Better. Our song today is from Alisa Turner, My Prayer for You. And the no apologies for repeating this favourite song today. Remembering, of course, it is not always about us, but about him at all times. God bless you all.